Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God. Oh.
And he's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Diamond, you're doing a great job.
We're warriors.
And together, they are Stymie and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
Tell you what. See, this is a team I can get behind.
We'll see.
You no. Be evidence, Spadoni!
No. The Warriors. 15 years, they finally put a team together that I can get behind. Well done, Mike Dunleavy.
Dude, a lot of people think it's because of Curry jersey, but it's not.
No.
You've been excited about this team. It's not about the gift that Curry gave.
You know what it's about? Here's what it's about.
The call that he made, right.
Here's what it's about. Kyle Anderson can go 0 for 9 from the floor and still help you.
That
with five steals.
Man, oh, man. What
strength in numbers.
Man, it's back. And it might not be your number might not be called that day. Like, we'll get into Kuminga.
Yeah.
But, listen, I was at a funeral. My guy Lamont, God rest his soul, Stani. Have you ever went to a church? Have you ever been in a church and the reverend's doing the sermon? My friend from Union City.
And you're checking scores?
Iguodala's friend, Landis Graydon, he did the service.
Oh.
And you feel like they're speaking to you about life. And the one thing I'm taking out, Stani, I'm not going to be mad at stuff, little stuff anymore. I'm going to enjoy this Warrior team. I'm panicking. They live in the Clippers. But what I saw.
What about Kuminga?
Why am I feeling like that's a nothing burger?
Well,
what if I told you when they decided not to give JK the contract, that said a whole lot. And I'll leave that there for you to decipher. When they said, we're not going to marry you right now, I don't think anything should have Warrior fans crazy like last night. And can we, to the media, PSA, benching is when a player does not play.
I agree.
Not when he's out of the starting rotation.
I agree.
Yeah. Do that in New York.
Jonathan Kuminga was not benched last night. He was told he's coming off the bench.
Via text.
Let me tell you something.
I'm out.
Getting benched means you get zero playing time.
Right, you're off.
You don't get 30 minutes and get benched. Right. Anyway, nice game last night for the Warriors. They fell behind by 20 at one point, 34-14, and they came back and they won by almost 20. So you go into halftime, and I kind of felt like they were fortunate to be as close as they were, and then they come out in the third quarter like the Niners.
Man.
21-0. And they put away the Pelicans. And now they're 3-1. And they got the Pelicans again tonight. And this is the one you want to try. Get a little greedy.
This is the one you want?
Get a little greedy right here. No doubt about it. When you see these,
3-1.
I'm sorry, but when you see these back-to-backs in the NBA like this.
What are you called back-to-backs?
You know, it feels like 90% of them, you always go 1-1.
Okay.
So you got a shot here to win again tonight. Maybe you get Wiggins back. He gives you a different dimension, and you head out on the road with a 4-1 record. But look,
you were at the game.
Yeah, I was.
You were on the bench with Stotts. Whitley took a picture.
Yeah,
both of you guys look good for your age, man.
He's too old.
Now, damn. Now, you wouldn't think you just did a show with him yesterday.
Exactly. Exactly.
Top rope.
No, Terry Stotts. Oh,
you go back.
He was on Mike Montgomery's staff back 20 years ago. Terry Stotts. Let me tell you something. Can I give a hint to some people?
Take your time.
On when you, let me tell you, the biggest, one of the best things you can do when you see someone you haven't seen for a while.
Give it to me.
Is approach them, and before you say hello, say your name. Because nobody remembers you. And so
I had this yesterday. I saw a lot of friends I hadn't seen.
Yeah, I hadn't seen Terry Stotts in 20 years, so I'm walking toward him, and he looks, and I see that he kind of remembers, but no clue who he's going to.
So you said your
Matt Steinmetz.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
This sucker.
And then he goes, I'm sorry, who? No, I'm
okay, I was like, yikes.
Like, but there's nothing worse than, hey, how you doing? Hey, what's up? How you doing, brother?
Yeah.
Yeah, that means you don't know the guy's name.
So, not to snitch on you, were in a conversation yesterday where you thought it was somebody else, and then they revealed mid-conversation,
yeah,
this is not the person.
That's true.
And on that note, real quick, Steiny,
yeah,
about Sunday, the Niner game, I ran into the mailman in Capitola, and I forgot to shout him out yesterday. So he loves the show, offered to buy me a drink. I said no because I had money. So shout out to the mailman. But listen, just about last night, Rob Lowe, what if I told you all when they were down 20,
yeah,
it felt like the Toronto game and the New Orleans game last year at home when this thing was got to 30 or 40 and Boo Birds came out. Stunny, I thought it was going there, and they showed heart. They were scrapping. They were scrapping. And Draymond, thank you. That's what leaders do. So everybody balled. And Stunny, do we got a Lynn sanity problem?
That wouldn't be a problem. That would be a solution.
He is out there balling. Waters the third, asked how does he stay ready, says he
careful
sleeps with a strap. He's always ready to, you know what a strap is, Donnie.
Well, I found out this morning.
A blinky.
Yeah. A what?
A blinky.
A binky. That's what kids sleep with, right? A little binky?
Or gat.
Like a
but
little.
Anyway, Donnie. He said he sleeps with a strap. He's ready. He wakes up ready to shoot. That's incredible. Yeah,
in this day and age, in this day and age, maybe you just say, you know what? When I wake up, I'm ready to shoot.
I said what I said.
But
he was great.
Yeah, he was Buddy Hield.
25 second half points, man. He's a shooter. So he can get hot with the best of them, but Stoddy, he couldn't hit the side of a barn in the first half. I was like, oh, brother. But I like it.
Yeah, they're, you know, it's one of those games where I heard a couple people say, well, that's a game they don't win last year. And I'll agree. You know why? Because last year they didn't have Buddy Hield, Lindy Waters III, and Kyle Anderson. Maybe that's the reason they won it.
Now, what if I told you the Clipper game is the game they didn't win last year and they didn't win it Sunday? I know I just went to the funeral and my life changed.
I mean, is that really what you want to do right off a funeral is start bickering with your partner?
Oh, no.
No, it sounds like that's what you want to do.
I'm done bickering.
Yeah, right.
Shout out
you want to bet?
Carter. Yeah, Chickering. That was bad.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. Yeah. I mean, look, that was a great win last night.
Pons,
no Curry,
minutes?
No Wiggins, no D'Anthony Melton, and they get solid games from everybody. And here's what the best part of the game is. And before the game, I'm with Evan, and we find out Kuminga's not going to start. And, oh, you know, at first you go, oh, okay. And then you think, well, wait a minute. You're telling me Kuminga's not going to start, and they don't have their two leading scorers, essentially, Wiggins and Curry.
Go ahead.
And no Melton. How can he not start? And Steve Kerr, and we'll get into it, but yeah. Steve Kerr ended up explaining why Kuminga didn't start, and I said to Evan, well, I guess I know what we're going to be talking about tomorrow, but the reality is, then you play a game like that, and the best part is Kuminga isn't the biggest thing last night.
Mm. I mean, it was a big part of the comeback, Scott. He played a season high in minutes and had a season high in points.
But that's the kind of game where if you lose and Kuminga comes off the bench and you know, he might not be crazy about it. It takes on a bigger life of its own. And you win a game by 20 points. Now, it's just...
But does he start tonight?
It depends, I think.
Because I listened to you, Willard and Dibbs from Chase. They did a great job. You, Evan, and the guys, Donnie, and Willard and Dibbs. I think it was all of you in agreement that last night was a Kuminga game. And
it was.
I totally was in agreement.
It was.
And it ended up being that. But moving forward, Donnie, and I asked Evan this in the green room, if you're Kuminga, how would you feel, even though you played, the fact that you weren't starting?
Yeah, well, he's clearly annoyed.
Okay.
Well, I don't think that's hard to decipher from his post-game comments.
I would be.
And we'll get into some of those post-game comments. But, I mean, what I'm seeing early is that this is about the team. It's not about the one guy who's playing for a contract. And bottom line is, Kuminga came off the bench and he helped. And he played a season-high minutes. And he was a big part of the second half. So
everybody played last night, Stoney. I know the league got ugly, but everybody played.
Spencer played
3 minutes. Two of three.
Reese Beekman?
He got 3 minutes. Okay. No field goals.
Okay.
Yep.
That's fine.
Gary Payton II, 8 minutes that felt like 16.
888-957-9570 is the number. The way I look at that game last night is in a very, very positive way. I mean, to me, in the NBA, if you're going to play a lot of guys, you got to win games so that when they go back to the locker room after the game, nobody's got a gripe. And even if you have a gripe, it shouldn't matter because you won by 18 points. Mm. So that's where I'm at with this team right now. They're getting a lot of contributions. I thought Pods played his best game of the year. He was really good in the second half. You know, the guy makes things happen. He definitely does. I'm not saying he's a perfect player by any stretch, but
he gets every ounce of his out of his talents. What about his footwork? I mean, the dude will sit there and dance and dance and dance and spin and get it off. I'm like, man, kudos.
Yeah, so the Golden State Warriors with a nice win last night. They're 3-1. And tonight's the kind of game, boy, now you really want this one. Especially when you're going on a 5-game road trip.
Yeah.
But listen, Warrior fans, I know we're only 4 games in, but they're 3-1. And so far, they're playing a lot of guys, and a lot of guys are chipping in. So is your enthusiasm different now than it maybe was before the season? Have you gotten a little less skeptical? Is it still too early? Look, there's going to be a lot of bumps in the road. There's going to be a lot of challenges. But
last year we got off to a good start, too.
Yeah, if this team can stick together. And, you know, that's why I think the three veterans they signed is important. Because Kyle Anderson, Buddy Hield, and De'Anthony Melton, I think that if they go game to game, maybe their minutes fluctuate. They've been in the league long enough that they know what the deal is, and they'll be ready to go when their number's called.
Kyle Anderson, standing 20 minutes, 0-for-9, but a +9.
Yeah.
So he was doing other stuff, too.
Exactly. 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's get into the Golden State Warriors today, people. They're 3-1, and they play the Pelicans again tonight. They came back from 20 down and essentially won by 20. So it was an impressive second half in particular. And the Warriors look like they got a little something cooking, even though it's very, very early. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your 15-minute drive-through oil change. Visit the friendly expert technicians at your local Valvoline Instant Oil Change to check fluids, tire pressure, windshield wipers, batteries, and more. Locations and coupons at BayAreaOilChange.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
.124-106. That's going to be your final. And the Warriors with a resounding victory. A 38-point difference from the 11:42 mark of the second quarter. but Golden State was dead in the water, down 34-14. And the Warriors get at least a split of these two home games against New Orleans.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Tim Roy on the call last night right here on 95.7 The Game. The Golden State Warriors beat the Pelicans 124-106. They were down 20 early in the second quarter, and they come back and win handily. A lot of players contributing, and they win on a night when, depending on who Steve Kerr is going to start, you could say they were without two or three starters in Curry, Wiggins, and De'Anthony Melton. But the guys who stepped in did well, and the Golden State Warriors are now 3-1. And here's the one thing I was thinking is, I get it's early. They've only played four games, but if you're trying to do what Steve Kerr says he's going to try to do, which is play a lot of guys,
yeah.
I don't know if it's going to be 10, 11, 12, more than that, less than that, but if you're trying to do that and you start 1-3, then you got some early challenges already, and people start thinking, well, you can't do that in the NBA. And look, you're 1-3. The difference is you're 3-1, and you've done it that way. And now maybe you start thinking to yourself, huh, I wonder if they've got a little something here. Where are you, Warrior fans? 888-957-9570. I know there were a lot of Warrior fans out there that were a little bit skeptical about this team. And you can still be skeptical about this team because it's still unbelievably early. But the early returns have to be pretty positive. And I'm just wondering if you're a Golden State Warrior fan who was coming into this season wondering or worrying about where this team was headed, do you feel a little better about where it might be going? 888-957-9570. And a lot of stuff happened last night, Goo, and most of it good.
Yeah, no doubt. And it starts with, for me, Steiny, Lindy Waters III. Team high plus 26. And when I watched that game in the comeback, I was like, damn, my boy is not returning the Cinderella slippers, if you even want to call it that. He was balling, taking a chance, or making the most of an opportunity. But Steiny, I'm going to say this to you all, because I'm looking at life different. I'm always positive, but now I'm super positive. But the one thing that's a negative is, you know, we haven't seen McCaffrey play football in 8 games. And the Niners got to do with that what they have, and he'll come back. And then you get to see him. But this early, there's no Curry. You know, there's no Wiggins, who was coming off a big game. So I love all of this, and you're right, especially a 3-1 record. But I do scratch my head, Steiny, as to, I don't know, I don't expect Curry back tonight. We know that. His availability on this 5-game road trip. But I guess I'm telling you, Steiny, I'm worried about stuff I can't control, but I'd like the team to be whole, and then we can mature and grow and kind of watch it manifest, you know, at full strength, as opposed to now, you know, Waters is getting Curry shots and he's making the most of it. But that's the only drawback I have
what
to the injuries is, if like three guys were out last night.
Yeah, and that's where I guess you and I are different, because I look at three guys being out as a positive because they were able to win by 20. And the one thing I was thinking about with this team, and I got a buddy out in the East Bay. His name's Don. He's a retired police officer. And he texted, thank you, and he texted me last week after the Warriors and Steve Kerr said they were going to play a lot of guys, 12, 13 guys, or at least try.
Yeah.
And he suggested that maybe that's just a different way to load manage. And I started thinking about it that way, and I think he might be onto something. In other words, under normal circumstances, let's say you had Wiggins tonight and you were thinking maybe, maybe not, should he go, should he not go? I mean, I think what we're going to see this year is, you know what? Don't go tonight. If you're not ready to play, don't go, because we've got guys who are going to be at 100%. And so maybe this will just be a way to keep everybody's minutes down, and then some certain players, it'll be a way to keep their number of games played down. So again, it's not going to come without challenges as the season moves forward, but for right now, I can't say I don't like the idea.
Yeah, and I'll just say this to that, and I hope I'm not coming off negative, but you can't control when an injury is going to happen. You know, when you're out there, even if you had the night off the game before, it's still a risk involved once you get out there and play. So I'm with you. I like what I saw last night by a litany of dudes. And I got to be honest, the connectivity thing that we talked about, or what's, you know, the doom and gloom, whoever was the cloud's head that was over, if it were Clay or whatnot, you can tell something's been lifted.
Well, and here's this, and this is just the way I'll respond, and I don't mean it personally, but here's from the Comcast business text line from the 650. Lindy Waters is going to take minutes from Moses Moody. I think he is. I wouldn't be surprised if Lindy Waters starts at some point. You know what? Good. If Lindy Waters takes minutes from Moses Moody, then that means he's playing better than Moses Moody. And Moses Moody's got a new contract, $39 million, starting next year, over 3 years. And, okay, we know Moses Moody will always be ready. These are.
What'd you make of him last night up close? 18 minutes?
He was good down the stretch, obviously, although there wasn't really much of a down the stretch.
But this team is definitely faster and more athletic, Donnie.
And they're much better. They have the ability to be a much better defensive team than they have in the past. I think that's pretty obvious.
They caused 23 turnovers from the Pelicans last night. Yeah. That got them back in the game.
Yeah, it's funny. You know, maybe I was thinking, huh, boy, the Pelicans really turned it over. Maybe that's because they didn't have their point guard, DeJounte Murray. And yet then the Warriors are without Curry, and they barely turned the ball over at all. I think they had 7 total turnovers.
Correct.
But let's get into it with Warrior fans. I want to take the temperature of Golden State fans and see how you're feeling 4 games into the year. Let's go to Vince. Start us out, Vince, in the city. What's up, Vince? How you doing, man?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
Hopefully you can hear me. I'm coming off the bridge.
Yeah. But,
to be honest, I didn't really have any expectations going into this season. I didn't know how this team was going to work. But I'll tell you what, I'm way more high on this team than the team that we had last year. I think the additions that we picked up are really, really good. I called last week, and I was saying, I think this team gives me feels of 2015. With the veterans that they signed, and it just seems like the whole team is pretty much bought into the philosophy that they're using this year. If you look at the roster, they got a lot of 3-and-D guys. I think it's going to work. The only oddball on the team, and I don't even want to come down this guy's road, but JK wanting the money that he wants, I feel like could be an issue at some point if it does. I mean, he was benched last night, and I know he felt some type of way about it. I hope it doesn't turn into anything, but of the guys on the team, I think he might be the only me guy, quote unquote. But I'm not here to try to come down JK's road. I still think he has a ton of potential. He's still really young, not only in age but also in basketball years.
Right.
But that also brings me to Lindy Waters, like the guy on the 650 texted in. You know, he is going to be taking minutes from somebody.
Right.
And I'm wondering if, you know, if I see him and Moses Moody kind of being a similar type player, except Lindy is a little bit more athletic, like you said.
Right.
But I feel like on this team, Lindy Waters is more of a fit for this offense and this team than JK is. And I just don't know if that had anything to do with JK not getting a deal. I read last week, too, that the Warriors have been eyeing Lindy Waters for a while, and they finally got a chance to get him. And he seems to be fitting in just fine.
Man. I mean, yeah.
Pulling up on fast breaks last night, Steiny.
Just fine.
Hitting them.
Let me read this text just because we love her. 925, quick vent. GP2, Looney, Waters, and Melton are all playing for contracts. JK is just one guy. Vent done. Dublin Marge. I said that, you know, Kuminga's the only guy playing for a contract. I mean, technically you're right, Marge, but I mean, Kuminga's a young player who was in his window, like Brandon Ayuk was, to get his big money, and he didn't get it. And I just think that's a much different dynamic than a couple veteran players like Payton and Looney and Waters and Melton, who have been in this position before. But
what do you give me for this?
Your point's taken.
What do you give me for this, Donnie? Yeah. From a Kuminga standpoint, through his glass, through his prism. The fact that this team is so deep, I don't think bodes well for him. Not that he can't ball out. Everything's in front of him for him to take advantage of. But when you're telling me this team, and we're watching now, it's deeper, and they decided not to put the ring on it, You know, you can get lost. And to his credit, whatever went down with Texgate, he wasn't benched. He didn't start. He handled it well because you're right. Had he been 1-9 and didn't put up any numbers, then what would we be talking about? So I just say that to say is I would tell Kuminga, man, you need to be consistent because this team is so deep and you can't be forgotten about. Like that doesn't help them that this team added three guys that can play and are OGs and got the basketball IQ to, you know?
I mean, I'll say the same thing, you know. Lindy Waters is going to take minutes from Moody. It's good. If Jonathan Kuminga can't get on the floor, there'll be a reason why he can't get on the floor.
Well, there
and it's
it
because the guy who's playing instead of him is playing better. Like, this is there is no way. And I don't understand. I mean, I don't understand. I don't know how good this team's going to be.
Right. That's what makes it exciting, too.
But he's just one player on this team. He's going to play in the league for 10 more years. It might be with the Warriors. It might not. But, like, the one thing that I don't know. It's not about Kuminga.
But
it's just not.
I feel you.
It's just not.
But meet me halfway. He was like your future, the brightest chip of your future.
And apparently he never was. He had an opportunity.
But he was in though.
He had an opportunity in his first 4 years to play to a level where the Warriors would have found a number that he and the team could agree on. They both couldn't find that number. I hate to go play. Go play.
No, that's what it is. But
and let me tell you something.
That's what he represented to me, Steiny. He was the future.
Well, that's fine. And he still could be the future, but it's all up to him.
Mm.
And you just cannot focus on one guy when we see 11 or 12 guys who at least at this point are buying in. And listen, and this is no knock on Kuminga. I just think that He can't be the focal point of this team kind of with the fans because there's too much other good stuff going on, at least right now.
And that's why the coach didn't have him in the starting lineup by choice.
Well, it's funny. And
because Kerr's sending that message loud and clear.
Well, the interesting part was how Kerr explained it. And the way he explained it, I actually kind of get it, but I also understand that people would say that's BS. And what I mean by that is you got Jonathan Kuminga, and you're going into a game without Curry and without De'Anthony Melton and without Wiggins. Yeah. So your first thought would be, okay, well, go get him, Jonathan Kuminga. But Steve Kerr said that one of the reasons they're going with the starting lineup when everybody's healthy of Curry, Wiggins, and Kuminga, Draymond, and Davis is because they feel like that could be their best defensive unit. So they understand, according to Steve Kerr, that they have spacing issues offensively with that team. But he says that because Curry's out there, he can alleviate that to a large enough degree that they can get away with it offensively if they're going to be a really good defensive team. So now we go to last night, and they don't have Steph Curry, and they don't have Wiggins. And what Kerr said was, without Steph, we can't play Draymond, Kuminga, and Trayce Jackson-Davis together without Steph because the spacing just is not good enough. That's why we're going to bring Jonathan Kuminga off the bench, and he's going to play with, I think it was Gary Payton and somebody else. And I understand that, but I also understand what Evan says. Like, wait a minute. You're missing your two best scorers, and you're not going to start your third best scorer. Yeah, that's a head-scratcher.
Totally.
But again, if Steve Kerr can stay consistent about it not being about one guy, well, then it's up to every player to accept what's going on and to try to make the best of their situation and their role.
Yeah, and again, it's not the Golden State Kamingas, but Steiny, when you come up with, you know, what Steve Kerr echoed, I guess if I'm Jonathan Kuminga, that means I'm not doing something if there's a formula or recipe that
he's not. He can't shoot threes.
No doubt.
Okay.
And it's like,
so what do we do? You can't just play a guy.
He had a good game, so he did his part.
Yeah.
So that's all he can do. But the way I'm watching it from the guru computer, Stani, is this thing is headed in a direction to where now he can be forgotten about, but you gotta make it to where your coach can't say that into a microphone. You're not starting because you got to eliminate all that. And maybe he can or maybe he can't.
Here's what Steve Kerr said about Kuminga.
Well, without Steph and Wiggs, I didn't want to start Trace, Draymond, and J.K. I wanted a little more spacing, and I knew it would be a J.K. game. I knew he would play a lot because he's played well against this team. The matchups are good for him. And so I told him before the game, you're going to play a lot. This is just about combinations and getting a little more spacing on the floor to start. So all it is just shuffling the lineup to try to get the right five-man grouping on there. But without Steph and Wiggs, to me it didn't make sense to start the three bigs without those guards.
All right, there you have it.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's sound basketball philosophy, but you do run the risk I don't want to say losing a young player because he came off the bench and he played well,
right?
At least in the second half. But team first. If you don't like it, hit the pike. That's the way I look at it. I really do. And I told this story yesterday, Goo, about my father.
Well,
no, maybe it was yesterday. I repeat myself a lot. Kuminga's got to make himself so valuable that Steve Kerr can't keep him off the floor.
And that's all.
And right now, he's not so valuable that Steve Kerr must play Jonathan Kuminga 30-35 right. minutes.
And I don't want to go Mari Povich on you, Stani, but we just heard that soundbite from Coach Kerr telling him he told J.K. he was going to play a lot. What do you make of J.K. saying, that wasn't said to me?
Yeah, I mean, I don't.
That's where I'm like, oh boy.
No, I'm not, oh boy.
But I am.
Okay,
it's
you
my
can
microphone.
Be.
You I didn't say be. You have to be that.
No, you
this
can
This is a
two
man show. Just
I'm not saying you don't
I'm
have
just
to
saying
be.
We both have an opinion. That's what makes the show. Yeah, I get so sick and tired when you say somebody says something. You say
well, you
I don't care. That's fine.
You misinterpreted.
Did I?
Yeah, you did.
No, but. That's
you
what
did.
Makes us do what we do.
You can talk about Kuminga all you want. He's one player on a 12-man team.
Right.
And he's not the most important player.
And
otherwise, he'd be playing.
And I didn't say that. I just asked you, did you find it odd that he felt like he didn't get the message if he wasn't going to play a lot?
No. I would expect him to be pissed off about it. But I would also not
See,
care
I didn't
about
even
it.
Put pissed off on it.
Well,
I just
he
thought
is.
It was strange that he how Kerr said it went down. Kuminga said he wasn't told that. So that's off the court
Kuminga
stuff, but I
said,
think it matters.
Kuminga was asked about not starting. And then Slater followed up and said, Jonathan, Steve Kerr told the media that he told you weren't going to start, but that you were going to play a lot.
Gotcha.
And Kuminga said, nah.
Right.
I think he told me I was going to play with Draymond at the 4 and Peyton at the 3. But you know, the more you play good, the more you get minutes. At
there
the end
go.
Of the day, I'm still a professional. I'm going to want to do what I got to do. The end of the day, it's his decision. The other one, okay.
That's perfect.
And here's, well, this one isn't.
Good
well, first of all, that one's not great either.
Go ahead.
But here's the thing. Kuminga was asked about, he said, it wasn't my decision. It was the man himself, Coach Steve Kerr's decision. It wasn't my decision. Okay. Yeah. Kuminga's probably not happy.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying you can't talk about him not being happy. But right now, so what?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, too.
Okay.
That's all. I'm not saying I just find that, like, we're giving Kuminga credit or some people out here for, I don't want to, how do I put this, taking the high road because he wasn't starting and he did everything he was supposed to do, especially in the second half, Stani, to have a career high in points and minutes, season high. But that stuff matters to me, I believe, more than we're giving it credence.
See, I don't think it matters because I see 12 guys who are buying in and one guy
wow.
can't screw that up.
Yeah.
And here's the other thing. I'm not saying Kuminga's going to screw it up. I'm saying he's probably frustrated right now and he's got to figure out a way to get on the court as a starter if that's what he wants.
Yeah,
but
and we
if
know
he
wants
but
it.
But if he doesn't,
right.
he's just one guy on this team. And
I
the
think
team
that message has been
important.
Sent.
I hope so. 888-957-9570. Let's
we got
go to
Monty at 12, too, Stani. Monty Poole.
Monty Poole, NBC Sports Bay Area at noon today. Let's go to who's been waiting the longest? Let's go to George in Los Altos. What's up, George? How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. Steiny, you've never been so right.
I mean, what's that?
Everything you're, I completely agree with everything you're saying. I am so upbeat about this Warrior team this year because I can't remember the, we've never had three flamethrowers on the same team. I mean, you're not going to stop, you know, Buddy Hield, Lindy Waters, and Steph Curry for all three of them. One of them's going to be hot every game. Number one, number two. To me, the most successful seasons the Warriors have had is when they had a strong, well-defined second unit. Going all the way back to the days of Sean Livingston and David West and Leandro Barbosa, everybody knew their role. And we have a roster now that allows us to eventually get to the same spot. And if Jonathan is going to be a big baby because Steve Kerr is just doing his job as the coach, then you know what, brother? I mean, I love you. You're a good kid. You got a great game. But daggone it, if you're gonna moan, go play someplace else.
Yeah.
Go play someplace else.
Thanks, George. No, I got you. Look, we're not there. We're not there with Jonathan Kuminga. I'm not there with Jonathan Kuminga.
When you say there, you mean
every player on the team's got to figure out their role and how they can get onto the court and play as much as they possibly can. And Kuminga's no different.
But I think he's different in this sense. You tell me what you think, Stoney. I believe the fact that they decided or passed on re-upping him like they did Moody, I would just tell Kuminga, if I were in his life, I would tell him, hey, you can take this two ways, but also this means that they need to see more.
No kidding.
And I mean, for you not to be in like that, but
he was the only guy other than Josh Giddey that didn't get an extension.
A big one.
So, yes, that's part of the dynamic that's at play here. But you can't let one player's dynamic impact the group as a whole. Let's go to Tom and Sonoma. You know what? Let me hold on, Tom and Sonoma, because we're getting to the end of a break, and I want to give everybody a crack at it. I see a lot of people lining up. We got Big Smoothie, Tom, Josh, Austin, Pete, Sally, John, Sally.
We got to get
John
them on,
Sally.
Yeah,
but here's the thing listen. Yeah. I'm just going to be honest with you. If I came off as saying what you were saying is who cares, I'm not. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is the Warriors just got contributions from 11 guys. Like,
I hope you don't Jonathan think Kuminga, I'm overlooking that.
You're not in this one today. Jonathan Kuminga's a little upset. So what?
Yeah, no doubt about
That's
it.
That's all I'm saying. So what?
Yeah, no doubt. But real quick, a rebuttal to that, Stoney, is I feel like I'm enjoying this team, but I feel like you think I'm so fixated on Kuminga more than the team.
Well, we talked a lot about
Jonathan,
Kuminga in the first 40 minutes.
You need to get ready because you can get left if you don't fix or rectify what they feel you're not doing.
But the other thing is, if he can't fix or rectify it, train's moving.
No, man.
The train's moving. 888-957-9570 is the number. Yeah, we can talk about this on the other side from the 925. Kuminga post-game reference that Kerr texted him about the starting lineup change. And then Kerr said he talked with JK pregame. Well, he might have done both, but the idea of him texting Jonathan Kuminga.
Wow.
I don't have an opinion on that because I think that Kerr probably texts players a lot more than we think. Mm. But I don't know. But I also, this is the kind of thing where I kind of don't care either. Warriors Wednesday. Brought to you by Friedman's Appliance. Come see their full selection of stock luxury appliances in live working vignettes. Anybody who knows me knows Friedman's Appliance is my favorite store. Visit Friedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill today. That segment was brought to you by Life Source Water Systems.
Hi, it's Sherry, owner of Life Source Water. With a Life Source whole house system, we help your water reach its full potential. Clean, tasty, and ready to pamper you from head to toe. For factory direct pricing, call 1-800-WATER-99 or visit LifeSourceWater.com.
Warranty limitations apply.
It's your boy Guru, and you know Prize Picks is the best place to get real money sports action with over 10 million members and billions of dollars awarded in winnings. Prize Picks has made daily fantasy sports accessible to all. You just pick more or less on at least two players for a shot to win up 100 times your cash. Run your game all season long on Prize Picks. Prize Picks has now invented the flex play. Get this, you can still cash out if your lineup isn't perfect. You can double your money even if one of your picks doesn't hit. Prize Picks also offers weekly promotions that can lead to big payouts like Taco Tuesday. Each Tuesday, Prize Picks discounts select player projections up to 25% to provide even more value for your lineups. I know you've been waiting for Guru's Lock of the Day. It is the Thunder hosting the Spurs. Oklahoma City Thunder will have more than 117 points. Prize Picks is the best way to win real money this football season. Which players are going off? Which ones aren't? Make your picks in less than 60 seconds and turn your sports opinions into real money all season long. Download the app today and use my code GURU957 to get $50 instantly when you play your first $5 lineup. That's code GURU957. Prize Picks. Run your game.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.